Welcome back to Season Sessions, where we'll take you through all the black news of the week, and you're joined with your host Adam
and your host Hanifa.
And
the new week,
every day is a school day.
Yeah, I'm recovering from frostnip. Did you guys even know what frostnip was?
I completely forgot you even told me that you got that.
Yeah, so I went to Norway, which
did
is amazing.
Did you use thingamajig?
What?
What did Prince Harry use when he got frostnip on his penis?
His mum's face cream.
Or her lip balm.
Yeah, no, that doesn't help. Go you just on. Have to like...
Where is it?
It's on the tips of my fingers. It's kind of, it's gone down now. But basically, I was out dog sledding in minus 22 degrees. And I was so cozy.
Yeah.
I had like 5-7 layers on.
Yeah.
And I decided to take my hand out because I really wanted a video of the dog.
Of course.
And froze my little hand. I came back, it was white.
How long was your hand out for?
Like 15 minutes.
15
but
minutes.
But on and off, on and off. And then it wasn't until... I was like sitting there and my hand was completely white. I was like, oh, I didn't actually realize frostbite is real.
Imagine you had to cut off your fingers.
I was thinking, I was there like the whole time. Like,
and it would just be the tips. Is it better to have no fingers or just no tips?
I would want no tips.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I think more people will ask you what's wrong with your hand if it's just no tips.
No one will ask me.
No,
that's
I think.
Rude. You don't ask somebody why they haven't got any
no,
tips.
No, because no tips is like, is somehow more unusual than no hand.
Yeah, that's
like
true.
You wouldn't ask if somebody went up to somebody, they had no hand, you would just be like, oh, they have no hand. If you have no tips, they'll be like,
yeah, how do you lose those? Yeah, well luckily that wasn't the case for me. I warmed up, had an amazing time. I would really recommend Norway.
Like, what I was gonna ask what language they speak, but they speak Norwegian.
Everybody speaks English there.
Yeah. That's why their language is dying out.
Oh, is it? Well, they have, I learned a lot about, they have the indigenous people, the Sami.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And their language is building up. Like, they were on the down, but now they're on the up.
People are going back to the roots.
People are going back to the roots. Kids are learning it in school.
Yeah.
And the Sami are so cool.
I appreciate that.
They walk around with their knives on their belts, and they have different belts, so you can tell who's married and who's not.
Oh.
So you can see like from a distance. Like,
No rings.
Belts. Just, well, they might have rings as well, but it's mainly the belt.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Sammies.
Sami.
Is that the full name or the nickname?
No, that's the name, the Sami people.
S-A-M-I. Ah.
Yeah.
I've never heard of them.
Well, no, you will. I'll be talking about them a lot.
Interesting. Okay.
What did you get up to? I heard Stormisha.
The storm is still going. When you're in a high rise like I am, the storm, like a lot is happening. I can't sleep with the window open, which I think has also affected my health because our apartment is so dry.
Mm.
The air in my bedroom, I'm sure if there was some way to test air dryness, it's the same as the Sahara Desert.
Mm.
It's disgusting.
But you can kind of tell with the dryness of your skin. Not you. Not saying that you look dry. When one is in a dry place, like...
Yeah, when I wake up, I'm all ash.
Yeah.
All ash. I can't breathe. My nose is affected. Like, it's still affected right now. So I've woken up feeling very ill on top of many other things. But yeah, the storm was a bit crazy.
See, since I've come back from Norway, this is warm to me. I'm like, this is nothing.
But it is warm.
The winds are mild.
But it is warm.
Oh, okay.
It is actually warm.
Oh, I thought that was just me.
No, it is warm. It's just windy.
Right.
It's just like, but it's like 10 degrees.
Mm.
But like last week it was like minus 5. There's a massive difference. And also that is then also, everyone is really grumpy because the weather is like fucked up our moods and sleep and everything.
I think we should just collectively put everything on pause and just be like, everyone stay home.
Yeah.
And we'll meet again.
Yeah.
In 10 days time.
Yeah. Meet again in February even.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing for me outside right now.
Also, this is a really long month. But for not getting paid.
I'm fucking poor, man.
Payday.
I am so
different
poor.
Different workplaces do different paydays, but we have one where you get paid on the last day of the month, which means that it's almost 6 weeks.
I'm just like, the money is gone. And once that Soho House membership comes out my account this week,
no,
I'm on ramen noodles. Nobody invite me out.
This is, it's a tough time to have direct debits.
It's really shit. And then yesterday, oh God, let me tell this embarrassing story because that's how fucking stupid I am. Yesterday, I saw my sister's going to Nigeria for 3 months. And wow. I was like, oh, I'll go to Nigeria. Might as well. Call my grandma. I jumped the gun and said, oh, I'm coming to Nigeria these dates. Cool. Found really cheap tickets. It's almost unheard of to find tickets to Nigeria for £100.
I saw your tweet.
I was like, wow, PayPal Pay in 3, sensational. Book the tickets. And then naturally I did, no, I don't want insurance. No, I don't want.
Oh.
Because I always do that. I'm just like, I don't want that. And then I did that without checking my calendar. I never do that. But I think I'd lost my mind momentarily.
Right, yeah. The crisis got you.
My best friend's wedding is those dates. So I had to call American Express and was like, yeah, somebody's done fraud on my account.
Oh my God.
And then they went, then how did you put in your authentication key if there's somebody's done fraud? I was like, I don't know. And then I had to, and they were like, yeah, there's nothing we can do for you. And I was like, cool. And somehow in that, they still cancelled my card. Don't know why. Oh, I was like, you didn't have to do that.
You don't
now.
Deserve your card. But they were,
you claimed fraud, so you had to get a new card. And then I had to call the airline and cry and beg. And luckily...
They allowed you.
By crying and beg. Because I think it's because I called them so... As in, half an hour... It took half an hour for me to realise my mistake.
Yeah.
Oh. And then they were like, oh, okay. I had to pay like £30.
Oh, that's not too bad. That's a good story.
I know. It was almost like... Because I was crying because I was like, I'm going to lose a friend.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be like, I'm not going to waste $500.
No, if my friend was just like, I can't come to your wedding because I'm in Nigeria. It's like visiting their grandma.
Yeah, but it's not like there's a wedding. I'd
Nigeria be like, I've lost,
in my head, I was like, oh, I've lost a friend.
Yeah, no.
Like, she's never going to forgive me.
Yeah, that's unforgivable.
And then Steph was like, oh, I'd have to go by myself. And like, even you going without me would have made it worse.
What, representing you?
Oh, God. So that is what the storm is doing. Lack of sense. And lack of everything else. But yeah, that's what's going on with... What did I do on the weekend? Oh, I went to Manchester.
Yeah.
I haven't been home in so long. It's crazy. Like, I didn't even realize I haven't been home since last summer. Isn't that... That's ridiculous. I haven't even seen my dog.
You went home at Christmas?
I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't go home for Christmas.
Oh.
I'll tell you after.
Okay.
But I haven't been home since, like, summer, which means I hadn't seen my dog. However, I went to Manchester. I didn't even go to my house, so I still didn't see my dog. Oh. I haven't seen my dog for ages. Anyway, go to Manchester. Obviously, it's way colder there. It was touching -2. And I was like, I'm going to be outside a lot, so I dress warm. I forgot what my people are like. I forget.
Your people being Nigerians or Manchesterians?
Mancunians. What are like? Mancunians. I felt like a weirdo in a scarf, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I miss being home. There was a guy. It was pouring down with rain. -2 degrees. There was a guy doing his Aldi shop in a fucking, like, a wife beater. no jacket, no nothing. And he wasn't running. He was just walking. Everybody had, like, I was the odd one out with a scarf. Nobody was wearing a scarf.
You look like that a tourist in your hometown.
Yeah, that is, like, what real humans are supposed to be like. We are resilient. You don't need a scarf.
You've come down south and gone soft.
Well, to be honest, I just wore a scarf because I feel like I always feel too hot in scarves. But I'm always like, everyone's wearing one, so I feel like I should be wearing one.
I've only recently discovered the benefit of a scarf.
Well, I have. I like the look of scarves as well.
I was only wearing them for the look until like maybe this year.
Okay.
And now I realise if you like fold it round, it actually keeps your neck warm.
I'm still wearing it for the look.
Yeah, no, well, once you get the right fold.
No, I know how to fold because I do the hooded fold.
Oh, yeah, that's
tight.
What I'm in Norway. That's what I was doing. That's ballet.
That's a cute look. Yeah. I don't care about the warm.
No, it does. When you're in -22, you notice.
Yeah, well, that's different. Yeah, okay. But yeah, should we do shout outs?
Yeah, my shout out is... Oh, my, it's just refreshed. That's annoying. My shout out is at AdultinADHD, Rach Adowu. You may have seen, like, she basically is... she's an expert on all things ADHD, and she just does... She has, like, these cards that help people with ADHD. And she did an article on BBC about ADHD tax. People are trying to drag her.
Let me see her face.
People are trying to drag her because...
Right, yes.
Because they're like, oh, people with ADHD can't do anything. But I think she really spoke about it in a really eloquent way. And I love seeing her on my timeline, popping up with her tips. And she's really supportive. And she went to my school.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we didn't talk to each other, but we went to the same school. But we still...
Same year?
Yeah. We've since been like,
how big was
hey.
Your school?
Not big at all. We just were not... You know when, like, like there were like four forms and like two would meet and then four the other forms. Two forms would, yeah. So that's we never, cool. we didn't have much crossover.
Right.
But we were still like, now I see you.
Oh, okay.
From one ADHD to another. Forms. You only had two forms. What kind of miniature school did you go to?
We
said hi.
Okay.
But yeah, who's yours?
I've never seen her on my timeline.
Fire. She's got, you know, like
TikTok?
No, on Twitter.
Okay.
There's a balance because sometimes I see things and it's just like, that's not ADHD. That's just, you're just being extra. But like she has the right balance of like being actually helpful without making excuses and like being kind to people with ADHD.
Okay.
In a way that's actually productive as opposed to, well, everyone's got, we've all got ADHD. Let's just
do yeah, because like right now it seems like everyone's claiming ADHD. Not everyone can have
no,
it.
No, do you know what? I do think it's very, a lot of people are getting diagnosed, but I think it's, to do, I think it's kind of like that thing, like the left-handed thing.
Yeah.
Like once it's more accessible, you'll find that it's actually a lot more common. And maybe if school was different, people wouldn't be having these late diagnoses and they would have just like kind of grown up learning how to deal with these things.
Yeah.
But there's also a lot of things where like people who have ADHD, their parents also have it. So when they're doing something, their parents are like, they're not weird. That's how we do things. And they don't realize that. They're doing something in a convoluted way.
Okay. Just because you said left-handed something, over the past year, I've been doing a small experiment by myself.
Go on.
It's not an experiment. I've just been observing something over a year. Okay. Experiment was a stretch word. But every time you watch somebody write something in a film, you know they use their left hand.
Because most creative people are left-handed. More creative people are left-handed.
This is why I was like, yeah. But no, I mean, that's, I know that. But every time.
No, that's not true. I'm technically ambidextrous, but I write with my left hand. So I notice whenever anybody's left-handed. When I was a kid, I knew all of the left-handed celebrity.
No, Hanif. I'll tell you right now, from today, you'll notice it.
Because
from today,
because we're a special breed.
From today, you'll see everyone that writes in a film is left-handed.
Because they're creative.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
But there needs to be a balance.
No.
I was thinking, like, is it to do with...
How is that an experiment?
I said, that's why I said experiment was a trend. I said it's actually an observation. It's more, I thought initially, because also sometimes when you see them writing, I'm like, it looks a bit uncomfortable.
Oh, and you think they're switching it for the camera?
Yeah. I was like, is it the left-handedness or is it like a camera trait because of the way you want to see the writing on the 180? Right. And also, if you tend to be... Most 180s are here. Most shots are like left side. Left side is usually getting shown up the most. And then if you shoot with your left hand, you're blocking the words and it also helps block that you're actually scribbling and not really writing. Or everyone's just left-handed.
I think there's certain industries that are oversubscribed with left-handers.
Yeah.
The creative arts being one of them.
Yeah.
But maybe it's a mix of both.
And then maybe I'll use this. When I see somebody with a right-handed in a film, which has yet to happen.
But Timothy Chalamet is right-handed.
Okay.
That's like hold on that.
That means you're not actually that talented.
No, well, because I'm not doing left hand.
Yeah, like you don't have the creative gene in there properly. However, if you're ethnic, that might also just be because of your parents.
Do you know what's wild? My grandma's 96 and she was raised in a Muslim country and she's left-handed.
That's insane. It's weird. They didn't beat that out of her.
No.
Because that usually gets beaten the hell out of you.
Yeah, she passed it down.
Yeah, so if you're ethnic, I give you a pass.
Yeah.
Because you might have been twatted to not do that.
Which is wild.
Yeah. Yeah. I could have been naturally left-handed. Who would know?
You wouldn't. Oh.
I wouldn't know because it's like a form of disrespect to use your left hand. Which is also why I believe that this arm is weak for a reason. I've been so trained to only use this arm. Oh. In the gym, I'm using two different weights. This arm can't lift anything. Like, this is a noodle arm. And then this is like, you know, Superman.
No, you need to practice because like sometimes I'll write with my right hand if I haven't done, like if I haven't been using it in a while to keep that side of my brain going. Like you've got to keep the brain going, man.
Is this why my hair isn't as strong on this side?
I do think there's some science in it.
Because my hair is thicker on my right side. Mm. And it's just way better on this side. Do you know what? The whole left side of my body is dead weight.
So you know you've gotta put every limb to use.
Okay.
So we talk Oscars?
Yeah, that's my shout out.
Oh, who are you shouting out?
I'm gonna shout out all the black people that got nominated for Oscars. There you go. I think I don't have any stats because nobody's written on it, but I believe that this might be the highest black noms.
It's heavily.
You've got Jeffrey Wright, Coleman Domingo, Divine Joy, Danielle Brooks.
This is good remembering.
You know?
And more.
There is more.
Yeah.
And then American Fiction as a film. Mm. Nothing for The Color Purple. Color Purple also didn't get any songs, which that is crazy. That is. Spider-Man is black to me. It's black Spider-Man.
I still haven't seen them.
That's crazy.
I still haven't seen it. Yeah.
Yeah, you need to see that.
I didn't feel ready.
You wanted to see it in the cinema though. It was like such like.
But
a thing.
I know that it's gonna move me, and I don't know if I'm ready to be moved.
Oh no, it actually won't.
Oh, would it not?
It's not. It's like it's not like it's not emotional like that. It's more like woo.
You know me though.
No. There's no point you'll cry. There's no point you'll cry. It's more like, wow.
Okay.
You know when you like go through a water slide, and then there's a moment when you're like, wow, death becomes me. it's like a moment in that where you're like,
I still feel like I need to be in the right headspace for that.
No, I think it's not a heavy watch, but it is long.
Yeah, maybe I just saw the running time and was like, actually.
It's long and it's like, it's a sensory overload. It's too.
Oh, maybe I'll watch it this weekend.
But yeah, shouts to the black people nominated.
This isn't bad. I can't believe the first Native American person is nominated for the first time ever.
Yeah.
In 2024. The Oscars has been going for over 100 years.
96 years.
Yeah. Same age as my grandma.
Grandma's getting double features today.
Yeah, big day for her. But not one.
Yeah.
Which is wild, but congratulations. Big congratulations.
I feel that we're not fighting enough. Stuff like this is like, we aren't fighting enough. Mm. Native American people.
We need to come together. We, as a, I was going to say.
What are you going to say?
As people of color need to join hands.
And fight.
And unite, yeah.
And unite. I think it would be really great. I think like almost every category has a POC nom. In an ideal world, it would be great if they all won, but that's never going to happen.
We'll see.
But a lot of great first time nominees, which is really fantastic, mm-hmm. And loads of first time nominees,
and then of course the discourse. Yeah, re Barbie.
Okay,
are we going there?
No, yeah, let's do that because I think there's a difference between not getting nominated and being snubbed.
Yeah.
So let's start there.
I don't think it was a snub.
It wasn't a snub. I think we need to accept what Barbie was. Just because something was super popular doesn't mean that it deserves to be Oscar nominated. The same way as Gangnam Style was super popular doesn't mean it deserved a Grammy. The same way Crazy Frog was super popular doesn't translate into awards.
Yeah. I think the costume and set was amazing.
Exactly. Have that. Billie Eilish deserved that 100%.
Yeah, the soundtrack great.
Personally for me, Ryan shouldn't have been nominated. And personally for me, for death
America.
Sure, America shouldn't have been nominated.
That is a
I'm
loose
really happy
cannon.
For you. but
no, I love America, so I can't be mad.
I think that
people are upset that Margot hasn't been nominated over Ryan. And they're crying about feminism.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, Margot, it's not a feminist debate because if anything, you should be happy that more women of color have been nominated than ever before. Mm-hmm. But everyone's forgotten about that. There's nothing, because of how the awards are set up, it's not, no any less women have been nominated. Mm-hmm. It's still the same amount of women.
Yeah.
It's just that Margot Robbie didn't get nominated and she lost against other women. Mm-hmm. So if the argument is white feminism has lost against what actual feminism should be, then yeah, maybe I'll hear you. But
I think I'm surprised that America was nominated, because that performance was fine, but an Oscar. Ryan.
To me, yeah.
Ryan, like, was the best part of the film.
You think?
In terms of like character development. I came to watch Barbie, but I came to laugh at Ryan.
And I got way too much Ken.
we were laughing.
Yeah.
He had the best, I think he had the best storyline, the most fleshed out arc. And Ryan's performance was good. Oscar worthy. Yeah. Out of all of them, yeah.
I think what's going to happen, and I remember this happening with Anthony Hopkins, mm-hmm. and also the same thing that happened to Jamie Lee Curtis.
For The Father.
Yeah. Remember Anthony...
Guys, watch The Father if you haven't already.
But also...
you want to cry?
Please remember who else was in that category and everybody was like...
Oh, I've forgotten.
Yeah, so he won the Oscar for The Father, and Riz Ahmed was in that category for Sound of Metal.
No, gosh.
And Steven Yeun was in that for Minari. And I was like, hello?
Yeah.
But I think they gave it to Anthony Hopkins because he's two shakes from...
Yeah, because he's...
And the same way for Jamie Lee Curtis winning over Forgotten Her Name from Everything Everywhere All at Once. Remember she won against the girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Stephanie...
Stephanie Hsu.
Yes. That was also... Sometimes I feel like they kind of give people awards because they're like, this is your time.
Well, it's like they do that, you know, in Arrested Development. They're like, you get an award when your career is over.
Yeah. Like Jamie Lee Curtis,
you're
most likely
not going to do much anymore.
It's most likely not going to do anything that's close to being Oscar nominated, so they gave her that. That's why let's have all this discourse. You know who's going to end up fucking winning? Annette Bening.
Mm.
You know who else is going to fucking win? Jodie Foster.
Give Jodie Foster her awards.
I feel like that's going to be like you guys are on the way out potentially.
I always
they're
going to
throw
Foster.
Them some awards. So like we'll see that.
Jodie Foster isn't on the way out.
I know, I'm watching True Detective, it's going really well. She's not on the way out, she still has more. She's on the up. Annette Bening, I feel like they might give her that as well. Nyad is like, and it wasn't even that great. Like, I was surprised it was even in there.
Yeah, I'm not excited for the Oscars at all this year.
I am excited.
Are you?
I am, because it's like, even in the mix of what I'm saying, it is, they have nominated a lot of the right people.
Mm.
So I'm happy that we may actually see the correct people win.
Can we have an Oscars party this year?
For the first time ever, I'm actually not.
Oh, you're
not
away.
Here.
So it's just going to be me on my own.
Yeah, for the first time ever, I'm away. And I only realized that this morning. I was like, I'm not even going to watch the Oscars. I'm going to be on a flight.
Oh, you're not even going to be. Oh, wow.
I'm like, I have never missed the Oscars since I was probably like 6 years old.
Yeah, that's.
I've messed up my own planning.
I get back on the plane to American Airlines.
Honestly, I might be crying. But yeah, I'll be on a flight to Thailand. So we won't even have an Oscars episode.
Well.
Peak.
We'll still do our bingo though.
Actually, will I have landed? Who knows? Maybe it'll be an international
Oscars.
International app from Thailand.
Maybe.
Oh, also I wanted to point out in the... I don't know, the racism or sexism or whatever of things. I also think it's horrible that Coleman Domingo is not being shout out for his Latin nomination. Mm. There was like a lot of pages that have pointed out, musician got nominated.
Becky Hill. Becky G?
I think it's Becky G.
Yeah.
I was going to say Becky Hill, but I was like, that's that white word.
Becky G.
Yeah, she got nominated for her song of Flaming Hot.
Yeah.
Okay. And The Color Purple didn't get anything. Let's just hold
that.
Let's just hold that. Or even...
holding my jumper.
Or even The Little Mermaid. Let's just hold that.
Yeah.
But and then America Ferrera. And it's like, oh, two Latinos or Latinx people have been nominated, and everyone's like, okay, and does Coleman Domingo not exist?
Well, it's the way, isn't it? People always seem to forget that intersections exist.
But there's so many.
Can be black and Latinx.
I think I was having this conversation with Steph yesterday, and I was like, for the amount of black people that are in South America, it's actually crazy how much you can ignore them. That's like, you could probably get away with ignoring black people in the US or the UK more than you should be able to get away with it in South America. Mm-hmm. Isn't like the population of Brazil like almost 50% black?
Yeah.
Who would know that?
Well, if we're looking at TV.
Where have you put them?
I always remember, did you watch Scrubs? There's a whole episode, it was a musical episode, where Carla's, can't remember where Carla's from, and she's like, I'm Dominican. I always think of it when these conversations come up.
I don't remember that.
But yeah, no, that was the only time I ever saw a black person acknowledge that they're Latinx.
Yeah.
In TV. Like, you could never be both back in the 90s.
It's true. It's true.
But I do want to see more of that representation.
Yeah. And again, comes to what we're saying. Spider-verse. Where's the fighting? Where's the fighting? If there's actually 50% of you, I'm sorry. That's a lot. I'd be pushing myself in.
Well, it's who's at the top, innit?
Exactly. But like, I feel like, you know.
I remember reading a little while ago about, I think it was a African-American person saying that when they go for roles, they're going for African-American roles, and then they're getting casted by people who are Dominican. And then the Dominican, like the textbook Dominican or Latinx roles are getting casted by very fair-skinned people. So it's like, it's a knock-on effect.
Right.
So if somebody is like black and from Dominican Republic or South America or whatever, if they go to a role where it's like Ugly Betty or something, they'd be seen as too black to play that role because they want to cast a specific look for the family or whatever.
Okay. That makes sense. Or it only happens like, because you mentioned Spider-Verse, that mm-hmm. only works, has only come together because he's mixed. Yeah. So then that's how it's worked for them. Whereas.
Well, it's like we're at a point now where people know that black people can be Latinx. So it's like,
I don't think we are.
Yeah, I don't think maybe we need to work on that.
Because sometimes it's not obvious enough. It's just like, it's just more like, oh, you know, if you're like fully 100% here in that script and that one line when they point it out, or they have one flag in their household and you're like, oh, where's that flag
but
from?
But it's so weird because there'll be films where the person looks white and then they'll have like a Spanish surname and then they'll be like, oh yeah, it's because I'm Cuban, and no one ever questions anything of that. No one's like, seeing a black person, they got a Spanish sounding last name, and they're just like, yeah, because I'm Dominican.
Yeah.
So yeah, it is a weird one. Anyway, should we get on to the news?
Go on then. What's your news?
Okay.
Oh, do you want me to start?
No, I can start. There was this video that was going around. The Mr. Will Powers.
Yeah.
Brushing his... He adopted, and I quote, a black baby.
Zoe.
Yeah. He just shared a video of him really roughly brushing the baby's hair, going... Black Twitter, I hope this finds you. I don't know how to look after this black baby's hair. I've got sheer moisture, but what I do with this black baby? By the way, it's a black baby. And yeah, obviously, unsurprisingly, there's a bit of backlash.
Yeah, he should rot in hell. I think like that's just as disgusting what he's done. And also, I thought there was a law to protect kids from content.
I looked into it because I was like, first of all, I feel so sorry for the baby. Imagine if that's your dad.
Also, like, you're not even holding.
No, he wasn't holding the baby properly.
You're dangling this kid around.
He was brushing the hair too roughly. But I did look into it. So if it's a public adoption, So there's more regulations and there are classes that you have to take.
Yeah.
So like people were saying like they adopted black children. They went to like a 5-week class to learn like cultural stuff, heritage stuff. And they're not allowed to publish the baby on social media for 2 years.
Yeah.
If it's a private adoption, anything goes. Literally. He was in the room where the mum gave birth. I don't know why he didn't ask the mum.
But so then that even makes it worse. It's because some people were like, oh, maybe he just got like that phone call and the kid's ready. Nope. But no, if it's private, then you knew this kid was black for ages.
Yeah. Like, and so you don't have one black friend to be like, hey, one Google.
He obviously doesn't have a black friend because also I feel like his black friend would be like, why are you adopting this baby?
Yeah.
Why?
But it's like also, it is a question of what, like, he could have asked the birth mother.
Yeah.
He could have asked Google. And it's also, he's already got, I think his account is closed now. Like, he's taken his account down.
Streets are saying he's already got criminal records.
No, but he was publishing, like, shopping stuff about, like, come with me and my new baby. Like, it's marketing.
It's actually quite nasty. And I hope they snatch that kid off him and bang, give it to an actually, like, nice a nice loving family that's not trying to use them for clout.
It's a shame because like there were people arguing in the comments being like, you should be grateful, like people, children aren't being adopted and they're black children that need to be adopted. But it's like, actually, this does a really bad name for like interracial adoption and just adoption in general, because there are people who do make the effort. There's a few people I see like on the socials that have like mixed families, and you can see that they've made an effort to make sure that that child is grown up with their culture and doesn't feel weird. Yeah. But it's like, if you're coming out on like day 7 and you don't know how to do the hair,
firstly,
you need to do the hair first.
The baby still had placenta perm. Exactly. Like, there was absolutely nothing you needed to do with that hair.
There's not one.
Maybe because he's bald, he doesn't know.
Yeah, maybe that's why he's so heavy handed with the brush.
Like, yeah, he hadn't brushed any hair. Like, he was like that. Yeah, it was quite uncomfortable. It reminded me of, do you remember that family that adopted a baby and then they were told that they can't put it in contact, so they returned it?
Yeah.
That's nasty. And I feel like he might do that. If you adopted a child for content, I can see like in 3 months it's going to come out that he doesn't have that kid anymore.
Good. And I hope she goes to a loving home. Imagine being our age and then being like, yeah, my dad doesn't know any black people apart from me. And but here we are.
But that happens. That happens to people. And then
those people end up having
weirdly coon energy.
Yeah. You've got to, whatever the heritage of your child is, you've got to like actually learn about it in a meaningful way. And I also feel like he was trying to do it in a bit of a way to get like clout, for people to be like, oh my gosh, you adopted a black baby. Yeah, well, like, well done.
Yeah, claps. Well done for you. Like, but no, you're not going to be applauded for.
No, it made the way like the hot. So it made me so uncomfortable. It made me feel a bit sick. Like the way that he was holding her.
And the first time I saw it was on TikTok, before discourse had hit. And when I saw it, it was one of those things, like, a lot of the times I type out a lot of messages and then I delete them because I'm like, Adam, maybe this is just your opinion. I hadn't seen any bad comments. So it was like early when it came for mine. I was like, maybe I should leave this. I think I said it to Ikra and I was like, this is weird. And she was like,
It looked like a doll.
And then once the discourse had gone, I was, also it looked like one of those realistic dolls. Yeah, that like, fucking creeped me out.
Yeah, but the way that he was holding it, also, he did not want to say my daughter or
I've adopted like, this black baby.
Yeah, it was just like dangling like baby.
This baby, oh my god,
but there should be more regulations around what you can post about if you adopt a baby, even private adoptions.
Yeah, I guess it'd be interesting. I also thought it was really hard for people to adopt a baby if you're single.
He's not single.
Oh, really?
No, but his partner just has more sense. Okay. Not to be in the video.
Breakup penalty. Yeah.
If you've got enough money, you can do what you want.
Yeah.
Which is a shame.
Unfortunate.
But I think when it comes to adopting, think about why you're adopting.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll probably see more soon.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll come out. Because I was seeing that people were saying that they went into public record and saw that he had a criminal record, so they were surprised that he's been approved.
Yeah, you can, though. You can have a background.
No, like, but that's it. Well, how would you get approved if you have a criminal record?
For private. If the birth mother agrees.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, then.
Yeah, well, it's a bit... So, what should we talk now?
Sorry, my phone is closed. Go on.
There's a little tweet going around about a woman in some sexy lingerie. And people are like, is this not what your man sees before you go to bed?
No.
So, yeah, the retweets were funny. Were people just sharing their t-shirt and shorts situation. But I wanted to know, like, at what stage did you bring the bonnet out?
The first night.
No. So you're dating.
The first night.
Really?
The first night.
You don't know how I look with the bonnet.
Hanifa, look, the thing is, I have never been a person that I've been like, I don't want it to come down the line that you've said I've changed.
Right.
I'm going to give you me 100% on the jump. I may wear my nicer t-shirt that doesn't have a hole in it or some random hair product stain. I may wear my nice shorts that I'm newish, but I'm coming in my t-shirt and shorts and I'm coming in with either my nicer do-rag or nicer bonnet.
Yeah, so that's the thing. That is it. Yeah,
there's a nice version.
I'll do
them.
A scarf. Yeah. Soft launch with the scarf. As the time goes on, it will become the bonnet. Maybe the bonnet is back a little bit at first. But then once we're comfortable.
Because I feel like if you can't accept it, like if you can't accept it now, you're not going to accept it in the future.
But do you know what I also like about a bonnet?
What?
You can see the contrast. You can see how clapped I can look.
Yeah. Once I say, I come in looking like Handmaid's Tale. If you still want to get with me with this bonnet.
No, but that is actually stressful.
What do you mean?
Like if you're going to bed with someone.
Yeah.
This is more like if you're living with someone, not like dating. Going, the whole outfit that you wear to bed is not a hot outfit.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to do sexy time with a bonnet, how does it work? Keep it on, you whip it off.
No, my bonnet is now on.
Oh, see,
I'm sorry.
See, if I catch myself in the mirror, that's going to ruin the whole thing for me.
The thing is, the bonnet is now on. I won't be looking at myself in the mirror. You should have initiated something when you knew I was going to bed. You've opted to sleep with me with a bonnet on. So you don't care, so why do I care? If you don't care, why do I care?
No, that's a deep thing within me. I care.
I think I'm not really thinking about how I look at it's that not a, point.
It's about being ready though.
To be honest, I don't think I'm ever mentally ready. I'm just like, oh, now we're here. Do you get what I mean? If I was preparing, then obviously I'm not putting the bonnet on. But like,
So if you're like, do you not put the bonnet on? Is that like a sign?
No, because I wouldn't get ready for bed. I wouldn't get ready for bed. My thing is like, usually when I'm getting ready for bed, I want to sleep.
There's a time you reach an age where getting ready for bed means like putting things in and on,
like,
and around.
Because sometimes I'm like, okay, great, this is happening, but I'm actually a little bit annoyed because I've done my full skincare.
Yeah, you don't want to sweat
that like,
out.
And now I'm like, this is a waste of product. I've done my whole skincare. I've got so ready. I've even showered and moisturized. And now you come to me.
You would think the bonnet would be like a deterrent.
No, exactly. You would think. And now you come to me and I'm like, now I'm going to do that again. Now I'm awake. Now I'm going to have to do it all again. Waste of product.
Yeah.
So usually if my bonnet is on, I'm trying to go to sleep. That's true.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever owned any like sexy lingerie. I've got some nice underwear.
Yeah.
But not to like dress to bed.
I don't know, like, yeah, people don't do that. That's not like not one person does that.
Should I be upset that none of my partners have ever bought me lingerie?
To sleep.
I don't know.
To sleep.
It's not one of them dressed ones.
Like those teddy things.
Yeah, they look uncomfortable.
That's not sleepwear. That's sex wear. That's not sleepwear.
I have like nice pajama short sets, but I wear them when I'm around the house in the day.
Yeah. But like, nobody's sleeping in lingerie, Hanifa. Okay. Nobody's sleeping in lingerie.
I'm glad. Well, that's not what Twitter was telling
me. They're liars. Twitter are liars. Every single person on there lies. People make it seem like they're like, I don't know, that they live in a porno 24/7.
That's so true.
And I'm like, you don't live like this. Nobody lives like this.
Speaking of living in a porno. Oh, let me try and find it. So this isn't actually the Emma the Arsehole that we were meant to be discussing. But I came across this and I was like, this is so ridiculous.
Done.
Am I the arsehole for being uncomfortable with my girlfriend being naked around her dog? Shall I read it? Or shall we move on?
Do it. Because I already have thoughts.
My girlfriend hates clothes. Okay. To the point where she has actively researched nudist colonies, and if it wasn't for having to occasionally go to the office, she would have moved there long before she met me. So she's always naked around the house, which for me, hella nice. She's got a rocking bod. The issue is her 2-year-old dog. The dog is super cute and a fluffy Great Pyrenees. Very well trained, 10 out of 10, a good girl. However, my girlfriend is always naked at home, playing with the dog, naked, cuddled on the couch, naked.
No.
She keeps a slip dress by the door for walks, but otherwise, naked.
Why?
It's weird. Obviously.
Yeah.
It's weird, right? I tried to be subtle, but finally the other day I sat down and she pointed out that she trains the dogs not to sniff human butts, but it's still like something out of an illegal adult movie for her to be naked with an animal all the time. She got pissed, asked me to leave. I tried to talk sense into her. She wouldn't listen to it. I finally left the house. And once I got back to the apartment, I texted one of her friends, but she blew up at me saying I was an ass.
Her friend said she was an ass.
So what you think?
I think that's weird.
I think it's weird to be naked around your dog all the time, but I think it's weirder for the boyfriend to be so like disturbed by it.
No, I don't think so.
I don't know. Sometimes when I'm like topless and my cat comes in, I'm like, I don't want to pick her up.
Yeah, but that's her. I think like people have. Weird. I think that's weird.
It's weird having bare fur touch your bare skin.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah,
that is weird.
But if you're already nude,
so the dog is sniffing her bare. No,
the dog has been trained not to sniff behind
because you used to. You had to train somebody.
Yeah, but he learned. There's no barrier there with the coat.
I think that, and you're playing with the dog. Vagina out.
To each their own.
No, I also, think that's
the weird
nice.
Thing is he said there's a slip dress that she keeps for walking. So she owns one.
For walking? Like, what?
And she walks the
you're
dog.
Wearing a jacket.
I don't know.
I think that's weird. Do you know what? I think like...
Dogs lick. That's what's weird.
This is what I'm saying. Like, you are two shakes from an accident.
Yeah.
And now it's really fucking awkward. Now, no, I don't... No.
Yeah. But
no,
also, no. Also, I am nude maybe like 50% of the time.
Yes.
But I'm never nude for eating. I imagine this woman is nude for eating.
That
so
seems
she's spilling food on herself. Then the dog is there. Like...
Licking your bare body. Bare. No, I'm on his side.
Isn't
that's weird?
Isn't
that's
it
really
weird?
Weird.
These people like this just exist. Like everyone has their weird quirks, and you don't know what they are.
I have so many thoughts. I have right.
So wait, would you say it's weird if I said I was naked with my cat?
Yeah, I think it's weird to be naked with any animal.
But I'm naked with her when I get out of the shower.
No, but that's like a momentary. Like that's
no,
like,
but then sometimes I'm sitting in my room and she's there,
and you're holding her.
No, I never pick her up. I did once, and it was weird.
The thing is, like, yeah, okay. So I'm similar to her. I love to be naked. Yeah. Love to be naked. Steph hates nudity, but he's an only child and he's German, so repression. But it's like he says there's times to be naked, no, and there's times not. I'm in my own house. Why am I wearing pants?
No, I do think it's a little bit icky sometimes with it when you haven't got your knickers on.
Do you know what?
I'm naked with knickers.
That's not naked then, is it?
I'm sorry.
That's not naked, is it?
I'm never running
the
around
thing
the
is,
house
she's,
fanny
out. She's fanny out playing with the dog.
Imagine
fanny out playing with a dog. So a dog is sitting in your lap and your vagina is out. Sitting in your lap.
Yeah.
And your vagina is that you're meat to meat with a dog. That's disgusting. No, I'm on his side. That is so... You think... No, because now you're initiating sexy time with me. And you think I'm going to kiss your bare body that dog's been licking. So this type of person doesn't shower. This type of person does not shower regularly. You think I'm going to sleep with you after you've had the dog meet to meet with you on the couch?
Mm.
That's disgusting. No, I'm on his side. And the friend is also bad mind.
That's weird.
that's so weird.
I think
weird.
Their own.
No, I think that's weird. I also find, to be honest, I don't like people that... I think there's Barry. I treat my dog like he's my child.
Yeah, but I would be... That's the thing. If I had a child, I would be naked around my child.
Okay, yeah, but I said... But there are boundaries. Yeah. Like, I don't like dogs on a bed. Why are you here?
Yeah.
You eat your own asshole.
Dogs... I have controversial opinions about dogs.
Go on.
I just think that they belong outside. They have... I think if you ever got... Like, you know, with the kennel...
No, yeah, actually, honest, that
I
is,
think that is where dogs
also,
should be.
Yeah,
that is
and
their
I also
place.
Think they enjoy that.
Yeah, that is what their yeah, life was set up
I
to
that.
Be.
Yeah.
So the dog shouldn't even... It's true. Also, dogs are dirty. Touching your bare skin.
With a dog. With a dog. These are the type of people... She has sex in front of the dog, doesn't she?
That's wrong.
They have sex in front of the dog. I think that's that's so nasty. Oh.
People do though.
What should she do when she's on her period?
That's what I was thinking. Is it a tampon situation? But then the dogs can be running off to the string.
That's it. And they can smell periods.
Dogs
They're
know,
in your crotch.
Dogs know about
that. That dog is in her.
That
no,
dog must
I'm
be
sorry.
Like, oh,
throw
I
it away.
Check the calendar.
Throw it away. No, I'm sorry. Like, there's nothing. That dog has been in her crotch while she's been nude. That's it.
I do think to each their own. And if this was me, this would never be me. But I think what people do, I don't think it's that bad. I wouldn't want to be a part of it. I would side eye if I was dating somebody who was a part of it.
Also, you said that's your girlfriend. That's on you. Because the second I saw that, before things were official, I would have come back.
Well, he's enjoying it when she's naked for him.
Okay. But the dog.
You can't have it all.
You can have, there's many naked people around. Like, it's the, that's nasty.
Yeah.
That's peak white person behavior.
It's not even, it's like, that's next level. Like,
I can't support it. I'm going to ask all my white friends with dogs.
Well, no, because I feel like nudity in the home, non-sexual nudity, is a POC thing.
Yeah, it's true. It is. Like, you're naked all the time.
Oh my God, did you have, when I was a kid, when my friend had friends come around, I have to be like, come on, mother.
I'd be like, yeah, time for can the you bra? Put something on? Or where she would just barge like, into the bedroom, no tits out.
With the mum boobs.
I know, and you're like, and I'm like, mum, please. And she's like, oh, can everyone? Yeah. I'm like, oh.
I think that is a POC thing, being naked in the home.
But that's
I don't know. I've not seen my white friends talk about having naked
However,
parents.
In our house, like naked in the home, you were only really naked upstairs.
Yeah.
Once you transition downstairs.
No one's sitting watching TV. You might be naked in the kitchen.
I might be pantsless.
Yeah.
But with like a long t-shirt on.
Oh, yeah, always.
But like, yeah, you're never naked in the kitchen. That's lawless behavior. Anything could happen in there.
Cooking naked. That's like, mad.
That's honestly, that's wild behavior. But upstairs is a naked zone. Mm-hmm. And but then dogs aren't allowed upstairs.
Oh, that's, see, I like that. That's a nice rule.
Yeah, because why would a dog be in near the bedrooms? He eats his own asshole.
That's what I never understand about people aren't connecting the dots when it comes to dogs. There's this cognitive dissonance. A dog, you put your shoes on to go out the house. Dog doesn't wear shoes. A dog has its nose in shit.
No, but you don't. You put your dog's I put his paws on the. On the foot mat.
Oh, you wipe them. That's not doing enough.
It's not. It really
I would have to do when my cat steps outside for a little, she gets wipes.
I think we should do wipes, but yeah, there is a disconnect. When people say, "Oh, a dog's mouth is cleaner than a toilet seat," okay, and I also wouldn't be eating in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't make any sense. Your dog's tongue and your tongue are touching,
and it's also not true. Disgusting. Like, have you ever smelled a dog's breath?
That yeah, exactly. Are you brushing your dog's teeth? I know you're not.
No,
I know you're not. Like, he came out from eating horse shit, and now that tongue is on you. Ugh, on your best. Anyway, this has been great.
Yeah, that wasn't the ammo the author expected to read.
No, but yes.
Let us know what you think, because it's a dividing one.
Yeah, also, if you let us know if you're a white or not. I want more white opinions on this, surprisingly. Because this seems like a white activity.
Well, you if you're let us know how nude was your household.
Yes, and then
and
also,
what your background is.
Would you be naked around pets?
I do feel like whenever Mew sees me, I'm always looking cheeky.
Be like, what are you? Like,
what are you doing in here?
I think it does. Do you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We'll catch you next week. All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.